An innovative union and community partnership program was announced today at New York's City Hall. The plan would help put New Yorkers back in their hurricane-damaged homes. The program will need the cooperation of the Bloomberg administration, but it would fix a problem that's not been addressed by the Rapid Repairs Program, eliminating mold. Organizers say mold is considered a biological hazard and poses serious health risks for those with weak immune systems like children, the elderly, and the poor. Exposure to mold can cause irritation, allergies, poisoning, and infections. WBAI's Rebecca Miles spoke to Deborah Axt, executive director for Make the Road New York. She said the first problem is the city's rapid repair program has only helped 12,000 homes in 3 months since Hurricane Sandy hit New York.
The second major problem is that, in general, the rapid repair program has not done mold remediation at all. So mold remediation is left almost completely unaddressed at this point.
What is the plan that you've come up with, and what happens to this plan now as a suggestion or recommendation?
We have pulled together a new initiative called Back Home, Back to Work, and it is a joint initiative of the Laborers Local 78, which does mold remediation and other hazardous work, and community organizations like Make the Road New York, like Align, New York Communities for Change, Queens Congregations United in Action. And we have pulled together a training program that relies on the laborers, mason tenders, experts, existing training for mold remediation, supplemented by community organizations like Make the Road, organizations like NICOSH that are expert in training workers on health and safety issues and other hard skills. So that training program will be used to supplement the existing pool of labor of members who are already trained and members of Local 78. So this Sandy moment obviously calls for more than the usual capacity of trained mold removal workers. So our training program will enable us to pull in non-union workers, make sure they're trained as well as union workers are, make sure they also get access to good jobs, and then they can all work through the already well-coordinated group of contractors that are affiliated with Local 78. And Local 78 will help to spearhead the entire initiative so that the initiative is prepared to respond as soon as the city, or anyone for that matter, comes up with funding to remediate mold in any given part of the city. This initiative is prepared to respond, conduct the remediation rapidly, thoroughly, and at massive scale.
You've petitioned for funding. What will that process be like then if you've approached the city to do this?
So today we, through our press conference and statements that the allied organizations put out, including the Alliance for a Just Rebuilding, which is a broader coalition as well, we have demanded that the city step forward, request money from FEMA specifically for mold remediation, and step in to centrally coordinate their part of the work, right? We believe what the city needs to do is to take the geography of the city, very easy to identify which areas had flooding and other impacts of Sandy such that mold is likely a concern. We have the laborers are connected to trained and expert assessment companies that can come in. The city can invite them in to do assessment block by block, neighborhood by neighborhood, rather than house by house. And they can that way do an efficient assessment of what needs to be done. They can call our newly established initiative, and we can respond with contractors to immediately handle all of the remediation, at scale, getting efficiencies that way and making sure that things are done properly, safely for the workers and for the business or homeowners, and done right the first time.
With the 12,000 homes that have been helped along, how many more need help?
We don't know exactly how many of those homes have mold and how many others exist, but it's a reasonable estimate to say that as many as 30,000 homes in New York City have dangerous mold and need some sort of remediation attention.
And why was mold remediation not dealt with at the time?
It's hard to say. It is I mean, we have been saying, and community allies like New York Communities for Change, Queens Congregations United for Action, you know, have been denouncing the city for not addressing the mold problem for at least a couple of months now, and it has just been slow to respond. There are extremely hazardous conditions. Many of the families who spoke today at the press conference and have been coming forward to us and to community allies have very, very serious mold conditions that are obvious, blatant, and that are keeping them from returning to their home. It's a very serious and urgent situation that needs to be addressed.
I also wanted to ask what you're hearing from families at the moment, because I don't know how many are still without heat, but I can't imagine what that's like.
It's stunning that that is still true, but it is still the case in some severely impacted areas. And then in others, obviously, folks do have some heat, but, you know, their homes are really in horrific condition.
Yes.
And the FEMA inspectors have been doing an incredibly spotty job. I mean, the lack of training for inspectors is just shocking. If you see some of the conditions that people are being told it is safe to move back into, a casual observer can tell that there's horrific conditions and terrible structural damage to those homes.
Deborah Axe is executive director of Make the Road New York. She spoke with WBAI's Rebecca Miles.